Dibby Dudes, episode 127. It has been a while, folks. Emilio is reporting from you want to let people know where you're...
Yeah, I got to reveal my location.
Zooming in from?
Zooming in from Mission, Kansas. I am on the Kansas side of Kansas City. Yeah, I've been here, got here, drove seven hours from Colorado Springs to beautiful Kansas City. Forgot it was the city of fountains and lights. And yeah, I'm here for until tomorrow. Then I'm heading off to Des Moines, Iowa and kicking off the last 2 weeks of tour.
Yeah, how's tour going for you?
It's you know, I don't want to waste too much time, you know, get blabbering on about it, but it's been good. It's been a lot of... I'll never do it alone again, because the driving has been really crazy. I think I've logged like... I feel like a fucking truck driver. I've logged like 100 and... The other day when I checked, it was like 150 something hours of driving in a month, so I guess it's not that much. Like, I'm sure our beautiful truckers are logging way more and way less time. But yeah, it's been good. But how's New York? You know, I've that's what the people want to hear about.
Oh man, well, I'm the wrong person to report on it.
Did you go to any Fashion Week events? Did you just shun all those invites?
No, I stopped by the Throwing Fits event at Parcel for a second, which I think was a good crowd there. It didn't really feel like Fashion Week adjacent. And then I missed out on the Hawthorne event. No, I didn't get invited to any shows. I missed out on I wasn't even invited, but you were invited to the J. Crew.
But what about
Strokes
with all the high
20th? Was it 40th or 20th? I forget how many years J. Crew's been around.
40 years of American style.
Yeah.
Did you not go to any of the fucking like six high snobiety things?
Oh, yeah. No. I feel like I kind of know going into them that I'm not going to have the best time, only because I'm kind of exiting. Well, I've been exiting for the last year as kind of a party club phase.
Yeah.
Not that I was ever into clubs, parties where you're up until 2 or 4 a.m. But yeah, just, I don't know. I've been kind of laying low, which I've been saying for the last few the last few
like
episodes,
6 months, dude.
Which it's not for any reason, not because there are I got like shooters out there, but like just because I've been kind of focusing on what happens after 30, you know,
what happens after
how am I gonna set myself up for success. But no, New York's great. I mean, I'm going to something tonight though. I'm going to that Nymphet alumni event.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they're doing a live recording. I'm not going to that, but I'm going to get some dinner with Evan C4, and then we're going to pop over at the Nymphet alumni after party. Then after that, next week, tomorrow,
yeah,
I'm flying to DC. But I wanted to ask you, are you still using that same Turo that you picked up in Long Island?
Dude, yeah. I had to get the oil changed. What's up?
Okay. Did the owner like know what the deal was? Was he like, yo, that's fine, you can take it all across the country for like 6 weeks?
No, but I mean, I rented the car for like, 6 weeks. So,
sure.
I had like free mileage until the 8,800 mark. Like I'm realizing, which is a lesson that one of those things where I was like, yeah, my mother was right. That most oftentimes when you're trying to take these like shortcuts or you're trying to like find like a cheaper way to like rent something or get something done, it always ends up costing you more money. And I passed 8,800 miles a long time ago. So now I'm getting charged like 10 cents per mile. So I think I've got another like 3,000 or 4,000 miles left, and I've already like passed that mark by like 2,000 or 3,000 miles. I've logged like 12,000 miles of driving. So in the end, it's and I already had to, change the oil once. So I was like $100, and I got to change the oil again, probably after tomorrow. So it's just going to end up being the same as it would have been if I would have rented from Avis or something like that. With Avis, I would have had insurance. I wouldn't have paid for the oil changes, etc. Luckily, I haven't gotten like a pop tire or anything, but yeah, I don't know if he knows, but he's going to see it on the odometer. Is that what it's called? On the odometer? He's going to see those. That number went up a lot, but I'm thinking of extending it like another 5 days because I sublet my place, which is
not even
worth it. Like on my way, I wasn't planning on subletting it. So I left it a wreck, but on my way to the first show, I get a text from someone that I'd hit up like 2 weeks ago or 2 weeks prior to leaving on tour. And he was like, okay, yeah, I'll sublet it. And I was like, ah, fuck. So, cause now I got to like find where to stay, like when I'm in New York for the show. And also I get back the 25th and I sublet it till the 1st of October. So I'm thinking I'm just going to like extend it another 5 days and find like a cabin upstate or something and just stay there until I can come back to my apartment. Cause it's, I don't know what the Airbnb laws are in New York, but it's like, there are none above, like they're all like $900 and like a hotel is too expensive. So yeah, I'm figuring out what to do about that.
Well, let me know what you want to do with the cabin, because I think when I get back from DC, I've got some days available. Like I'm not working for a couple weeks and I need some downtime.
Oh yeah, wait.
So if you want to go in on something, or if you, I don't know, maybe we can hit up like Evan C4 and maybe go stay at his place.
There's, you know, that's my bank account likes that idea. You know, I wanted to jokingly hit him up and be like, yo, you want to do a little artist in residency? Cause I want to like, you know, I want to like stop by my apartment, like grab a guitar and,
right.
And yeah, go upstate, check out. But yeah, maybe we can even podcast. Yeah. You should mention the idea to him.
Yeah. I'll mention it tonight when I get dinner with him.
I'll extend. Yeah. Cause I'm glad to extend the car rentals. It's pretty cheap to extend.
Sure.
So it'd be like, yeah, it's nice. It's nice having a car. But yeah, so that's anyway. I don't know how we got to that. Let's get into the show. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. I think the way we should talk. I think the way we should go about it, folks. Since we're rusty with it, let's get into some skincare. Let's get into that Hader Ackerman, Wall Street Journal.
Yeah, wrinkles
piece by Rachel. What's her name? Rachel
Tashjian.
Tashjian.
It's like Tashjian or something like that. Yeah.
Tashjian, and then talk about that party, and then once in a while something falls into our lap, we don't even have to search for it, and I guess Twitter's character of the week was some guy doing some skincare.
Yeah,
we talk about that, and then we'll see how we can wrap it up.
Yeah,
so yeah, how's your skin been doing? How's the personal care,
dude? My skin is wrecked. Trying to handle my eye baggage situation and going in hard with the, what's it called? It's like that, we've talked about it before. It's like a Dr. Shireen product that's like kind of like this cooling gel that you put on your eyes. But I've been trying to be really consistent with the eye masks to see if that really has any sort of a difference. But that's kind of like all, I'm bare bones right now. I'm using the Sophie Pavitt cleanser. And then literally just going straight to the moisturizer by Bio Effect, because it's the only thing I have left. And
yeah, how are you liking that? Have we talked about that yet?
No, because I hadn't used it until, I still had a little bit of like whatever I was using before. I was still using the Stradia Liquid Gold Moisturizer, but I ran out of that a long time ago. And I went to like, you know, I thought about going to like a CVS, a Walgreens, but I just couldn't find the time to do it. So I've been using, yeah, what I have left, but it's nice. It's kind of thick, which when I was in the hotter states, not exactly what I was looking for, but I've been topping it all off with the Isntree Hyaluronic Acid SPF, and that's literally it. I wish I could find like a nice, my lips have been really dry because I feel like I've been changing between a lot of different climates. And would love tonight I'm gonna do a little mask. I'm gonna do less. I'm gonna do that less like clay mask. And in about a week, I think I'm gonna hit up Sophie Pavitt and try to get something lined up for when I'm back. Cause yeah, I've just, my skin's been wrecked on tour, not only because of my minimal skincare, but the late nights and my diet. I just all routine, willpower went out the window about a week ago. And I've just been like eating whatever I can. The other day on my drive from Colorado Springs to Kansas, I stopped at a gas station and ate like a burger wrapped in foil that they have sitting on a heater. tasted like a White Castle burger, if anyone's ever had that before.
Like cafeteria style?
Cafeteria, exactly like cafeteria style. And that was the only thing I ate that day other than my three. I got a pumpkin spice latte at Caribou Coffee and some other fucking gas station coffee after that. So yeah, I'm really, really in the trenches with my diet over here. But what's new with you?
Damn, skinny legend over here with the one meal a day on tour. What's new with me skincare wise? Yeah. When I was in Newport over, this was a couple weeks back for Labor Day weekend, I found myself at a Sephora and I found myself influenced by Anna to get the, cause it's funny cause I've never tried this before, but it's like people swear by it. It's always on all the award lists. The Youth of the People Superfood Green Tea Spinach Vitamins Cleanser.
You never used it?
Try this?
Yeah, yeah. I used to use it a lot. For some reason, I thought you'd used it before.
No, I've never used it. But I made the mistake of getting one of the refillable bottles without the spout. But honestly, yeah. it's kind of the move. Like, so I don't know if anyone's familiar with it. But yeah, it usually comes with a spout. But like, I'm just like pouring this shit into my hands, which I'm probably getting a little bit more than I need.
Yeah.
But it's got this kind of like, you know about it. It's got that jelly kind of like, it's kind of, yeah, that jelly jam-like consistency. And I don't know, just it's,
yeah, I like how light it feels. It feels really refreshing when you're using it,
for sure. Yeah, it feels gentle on the dome. It's not that moisturizing, but it's not stripping.
Yeah,
you know, the you can, it's fragrant, which I know some people don't like that, but I think because of its ingredients, it might not be, you know, all too worrisome for those with sensitive skin. But yeah, it's really refreshing. And I don't know, like I guess I'm stocked with that now. But the other thing that I'm going to be introducing into my skincare for 5 days,
Botox,
is this product, this prescription ointment, prescribed ointment called a Klisiri.
So you went to a derm?
I went to the derm again because I have... I'm a hypochondriac, and I ever since that Mohs surgery back in 2021,
yeah,
removing the skin cancer. Every time I see something, I'm in there. And for a while, my derm was saying, "Oh, that spot that you're worried about, that's like pre-cancer, sun damage, actinic keratosis. Usually, people get it pretty later in life, and a lot of like older people have it all about on their body and like they have it in bigger patches."
Yeah.
But she says that's what it looks like. I went in there again because it had developed just a little bit and it was looking like just more noticeable.
Uh-huh.
And thinking like, yeah, I was about to come in there and be like, "Yo, you need to fucking like biopsy this. Like this is cancer." And she looked at it again. She goes, "I'm not going to biopsy that." And, you know, which is kind of relieving in a way because it's like, okay, all right. So she's very confident it's not skin cancer. But then she said, "I'm going to prescribe you this ointment," which is basically topical chemotherapy.
Whoa.
It does the same thing that chemo does, but like, I don't know. I didn't really look too much into the science of it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, basically you apply it for 5 days, for 5 nights, and you wash it off in the morning. And it kind of, did you ever watch Chernobyl?
I didn't finish it. I watched the first couple episodes.
Okay. Well, you know how like, I don't know if this is connected. I don't know how I don't know how physics works. I don't know anything. But I was watching some reviews of some patients who have used it before.
Mm.
And like those first 5 days, you don't feel anything. Like it's just nothing happens. You it's like you didn't even use it.
Uh-huh.
But then like 2 weeks later, it gets really, really red and inflamed and flaky. And
oh shit.
I guess that's when it starts working its magic. And then,
so you're at that
the following
phase?
Weeks after that. What's
so
that?
So you're at that phase now.
No, I haven't even started it yet. And honestly, I'm probably going to just like, I'm having it delivered today, which, all right, here we love our healthcare system, folks, don't we? We love big pharma, and so I asked her. I said, "Hey, how much is this shit?" Because I'm technically insured, but it's like catastrophic insurance.
Yeah.
So appointments, they're somewhat covered, especially if they're like, I don't know, screenings.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, she couldn't give me that information, but I like did some Googling after. And you have to go to a special pharmacy for them to prescribe this shit. It's called Klisiri. Did I already mention
yeah,
that?
You mentioned
Klisiri?
It.
Okay. And it's $1,500 for five packets.
How long do five packets last you?
5 days.
Oh my, what the fuck?
It's a $1,500 treatment. And this is, all right, so I was like, all right, there's no way I'm doing this. Because you can either get it like actinic keratosis, AKS, it's commonly called. You can get that freezed off, but it's a little bit more invasive. And honestly, I was just going to let it like do its thing because it's not really doing anything. Mm-hmm. Maybe, I'll, you know, like if it were too expensive and, you know, for all the nosy people out there, yeah, I can afford all this shit. But out of principle, I would not.
He doesn't check the price tag. And,
I called over to the pharmacy and they said, yeah, your insurance doesn't cover it. However, we have another pharmacy unrelated to us, mm-hmm. but we know about it and they have a coupon for the shit for $95. So I'm going to go and use that. But
yeah, you got to like, you really got to, there are coupons out there, you know, when I'm trying to get my little prescriptions filled, like you just got to search hard.
It's just so stupid. Cause it's like, I understand like the business model of it all. Yeah. Cause it's like, 9 times out of 10, insurance is going to cover the $1,500 for this, like, in like low demand product, right? Uh-huh. And so then you just charge the $1,500 to the insurance company because you don't give a shit about them. But if like somebody were out there who didn't have insurance who needed this shit,
yeah,
we're gonna give them the $95.
Yeah, you know, they're like, I guess model or whatever. That's the
right.
Okay. So you're gonna. So you think you're.
Yeah.
You're gonna start that.
I'm gonna start it when I get back from DC. Maybe after, if there is a chance for more photos of you and I being, you know, for
oh,
a little
yeah,
something.
We're gonna. Oh yeah.
We then gotta, after that. Yeah.
Yeah, we gotta.
Then
we
I'm
gotta
gonna
do
take
that.
Those photos. Start them because the thing is, it gets really red, and I can't.
Got it.
You know, I can Photoshop some shit, but that's not honest. You know.
But isn't it isn't it like near your hairline? I guess you don't like you wear your hair. Okay. Yep. I'm seeing it now. I was thinking your hair covered it, but you know, you tend to push your hair back.
Mm-hmm. All right. Speaking of hair, I'm personally in this kind of moment where I'm like, do I change up my entire look? Like, do I shave all the facial hair? Do I get my hair short? It's like, I feel like it's this
time.
Is an ongoing question I'm asking myself of a more of a style question, mm-hmm. but.
What do you?
I don't know.
Do you have options?
I don't have options yet. I haven't created the keynote yet.
Yeah,
I haven't created the mood board for what 30 looks like. But
damn, dude, he's really thinking about 30.
30? Yeah, I don't know. Well, we can get into it. We can.
I think the listeners are sick of hearing us talk about 30.
30. Like we're.
Yeah, I mean, I could like no, we'll offline about it. But like, thankfully for the listeners, I feel like if I wouldn't have been on tour, I would have been talking through my, and not crisis, just like my really moments of like deep pondering after and that month after my birth, turning 30.
Sure.
You know, I've just been thinking about it on the road,
distracting yourself. Yeah. Having
but they're going to hear all
like
about
a task
it.
At hand. Yeah.
They're going to hear all about it when you turn 30.
Yeah. I wish I could be like that guy, that meme I sent you. Like, I don't know. Like, I wish I could manipulate time.
Oh no, you gotta, you know, but, fate, you know, phases in life. You gotta move through them. And,
that's right.
And that's a beautiful segue to, well, should we talk about the Hyder thing first? Or I feel like should we talk about the TikTok video?
Let's talk about Hyder. Okay. Let's you know, as it's, I guess, is it technically still Fashion Week? Or is that done?
I don't even know. Yeah. I saw some IG stories of some shows today going on yesterday and today. And I still see some parties happening. So yeah, let's say it's still Fashion Week in New York. And with Fashion Week came a big collaboration between Augustinus Bader and Hyder Ackerman. Would they cook up, Evan?
They just cooked up. This is a good question, Emilio, because
the rich cream bottle, it is refillable, but I don't know anybody that gets it refilled. I already threw mine out.
Yeah.
So are they teamed up to make so they want people to, like, you know, instead of like just buying a new rich cream, actually use it fully in its purpose and get it refilled. So they linked to create a beautiful bottle, a timepiece that people will want to get refilled. And I'm just going to read a quick paragraph from the article that I feel like kind of like just encapsulates everything. Okay, so it says, today he launches a completely different kind of project. A custom bottle for Augustinus Bader's moisturizers, the cream and the rich cream, which are staples among fashion editors, makeup artists, and millennial and Gen Z consumers for whom beauty products are more coveted, I don't know about this, but more coveted than handbags or expensive shoes. The power behind this product, which is $280 for a 50 milliliter bottle, is in its origin story. Biomedical physicist, why was that? Sorry, I've been dumb on the road, y'all. Augustinus Bader's development of a wound healing ointment. The skincare business funds those efforts. A round of investments last year value the brand at $1 billion. That's not the first $1 billion skincare business, is it?
I don't know. I don't want to go on record.
But anyway, so that's...
claiming that. Because I think Glossier, even though, like, I guess... Oh, yeah. They lean skincare, but I think there are parent companies already valued at billions of dollars that own just like basically the whole skincare industry. Yeah. I don't know. But it is pretty like, I mean, just an aside about that it is pretty baffling that this luxury skincare line that's has enough, like, maybe, I guess it's not. Maybe I'm talking my way out of it, but that there are enough customers out there that could... I don't know, because I never think about like Augustinus Bader as having like a shit ton of customers in order for it to reach that valuation. But I don't know. I don't know what goes on in Europe. I don't know.
The rich have been getting richer for a long time. You know, the gap has been widening. I mean, when the price point's so high, it makes sense. You don't need. You know, you're serving a very specific clientele. You don't need.
Sure.
You know, you're not serving the masses. Just as LVMH is one of the most highly valued companies in the world. That's just the luxury market in every sector. But I don't know what this article caught my eye because it was something in the title about Heider Ackermann thinking wrinkles are poetry. And it's just the opposite of what the media has been feeding us with aging and the new cancer the last year or two.
Yeah. Also, there's some other really good quotes on that too, I thought, or I guess just curious quotes.
Fire them off.
One of them was, because I guess like, all right, the reason why Augustinus Bader was started and the cream and the rich cream were developed to heal burn victim wounds.
Yeah.
Wounds on burn victims. And Hader had a quote about to heal someone is one of the most beautiful gestures one can make. And it reminded me of that one meme that was like, you know, the right woman can heal it. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? With like the Hulk, you know, turning back into his himself. And
yeah.
Other quotes. Vanity being a ritual because of the amount of time we spend. Okay, that one. Wrinkles are a sign of luxury.
Oh, right, yeah. Do you concur?
Well, it kind of depends. I guess it depends. I don't know what he means by that. I mean, I know what he means by that. It's like a life well lived.
Right. I feel like often like heavy usage of Botox and filler is like often associated with new money.
I was gonna say exactly that.
Yeah. So I felt
in order to be like, in order to say, oh, I'm, you have to be kind of like, inbred old money, you know, like you have to be, I guess if we're equating wrinkles with being ugly, which I would never do, but, you know, you gotta be one of those like ugly old money types.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I thought that was,
that's where my mind went.
Same. That's all I got on that.
You got great. What do you think of the? Let's talk about the product itself. what do you think about the bottle that he designed?
The bottle?
So if no one's seen it yet, it's so his thought process behind it, which I like, you know, on its face, was that basically they created a metallic bottle that is completely just a mirror to like, to, I guess the point is to
the bottle's
highlight
reflective.
how we're all vain and going into our, in using our products. I mean, I like the design of it. I mean, if you're familiar with the light cream, packaging the light cream, they literally just took that shape and then just created it all, like they just made it totally metallic. But I absolutely fucking hate that his signature's on it.
Oh yeah.
Which it makes me think about what he was talking about in the what the story was about is that I guess on his previous like manager wouldn't let him do these types of collaborations, and I guess now he's free to do them, and I guess this whole entire piece is positioned to make it seem like he's entering like, you know, a more creative, more adventurous era, when really I don't know. I love the friends over at our friends over at AB, but when you just take a bottle that you take packaging you already have, you make it metal, right? And then you put someone's name on there, like it's licensing. It's like I don't know how much it stands out as like a piece that you want to be showing off in your bathroom, which I think that was kind of the goal. It's like, oh, like a bottle so beautiful that, you know, it could stand as decor alone, similar to like, you know, Oris making those,
right? The soap.
Those like cigarette holders,
yeah,
for your soap. I don't know if it accomplishes that.
Yeah,
I just hate whenever you see someone's signature on anything. It like it does kind of. I mean, which I guess Augustinus Botter is like some new money fucking product. It's for people with new money, and I guess like, you know, I've been watching a lot of Housewives lately. Damn. They love a logo. They love a signature.
Yeah,
I guess it's like for that.
Yeah,
you know, I could see somebody buying this for just to
yeah, it's kind of like
engage with that type of culture,
right? Exactly. It's kind of like all like the we're talking as if we're fucking old money, you know. I'm like, it's kind of like the gauche like Louis Vuitton like collaborations that they do. That's also like, oh, this is meant to like live on its own as like a decor piece, but it's like just like kind of this like loud and ugly thing,
right?
But yeah, I mean,
they're testing the waters.
With all that being said, I'll take a bottle.
Absolutely.
If you still have our addresses on file, go ahead and.
I think it's retailing at $500.
Wait, it's more expensive than
$565.
Holy shit! Wait, why is there?
I think you get two of them. Oh. You get two of them though.
Thank God. One for every bathroom that I don't have.
Well, moving on. Well, oh shit. Well, did you want to talk about the party? I mean, I only saw...
What party?
The dinner party that he had.
Oh, I mean, I only saw...
With Timmy and Kylie.
Yeah, I only saw... I mean, that's all I know about it. I just saw the fucking photo of Timmy T and Kylie. And yeah.
Jared Leto was there.
Oh, was he? I didn't see that.
Yeah.
I don't want to know who else was there. I've seen the photos at the U.S. Open. I've seen the video at the Beyonce concert. I'm sick of it.
Damn, he's opening up Dewey Rude right now. Yeah, it's funny. I'm also feeling very grumpy about things.
Yeah, I'm like
about like culture.
Uh huh.
Yeah, or just like just the constant. I mean, I think what you're getting at here is just like, all right, like something else to talk about. Yeah. Which the irony being that, you know, we have a podcast where we go through the laundry list of pop culture moments as they happen.
Yeah, but it's also like it, observing it being away from New York, I just check out like a little like, I don't know. I just check out even quicker. Maybe, I mean, if it was something interesting, but like, yeah, I'm like, all right, how many times do I have to see these same photos circulated?
Sure.
But all right. So let's move on to the TikTok video. Well, they're both okay. The getting ready video.
Yeah, the get ready with me. Which
is he being serious or is it ironic?
He's being 1,000% serious.
I can genuinely
serious.
Never tell.
Like,
him
I think. Yeah, I mean, I think he's not doing like. I think a few. All right. So like maybe last year we did an episode where we were kind of like dissecting this one like day in the life, or like, I don't know. I don't know if they were like cleaning habits or lifestyle habits that this one just like early 20 something year old kid, you know, like his whole entire like his Trader Joe's shopping list, his like eucalyptus in the bathroom routine or whatever the fuck he was doing. It's like similar to that where people are just kind of like, I don't know if he's like trying to necessarily flex that he has his hygiene on lock.
Yeah.
I think it's just more of like, it's just content that can be mined that he can just post out there, which I think we're, you know, we can get into this later. I think we're reaching a point where people are getting kind of sick of this thing.
Yeah.
But, or just like the constant performance, the constant online like TikTok performance of like, yeah, I don't know. Anyway, but this video made the rounds on X.com, Twitter.com. And this guy became like a character of the week among, I'd say, kind of the man, like the manos, not the man, I guess, the, yeah, technically the majority. Manosphere. Yeah. Like the...
yeah,
the
I don't,
male self-help Twitter users.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were just baffled that this guy would use, like that he would have like a routine this, I guess, intensive, and that, you know, it's giving gay, it's giving female, you know. Yeah. It's like, I don't know like what their whole entire bone to pick with this guy is, but I don't know. I'm curious to hear what your thoughts on the video are.
Well, yeah, I mean, at first I was like, all right, this guy's doing too much. And then I took a beat and I said, all right, let's count how many of these things I'm doing as well. And then I also want to list sure. off the things that I'm like, okay, maybe that's a good idea. There's some that are yeah. like too, like I'm the tongue scraping. Sorry if that gives ladies the ick, but I am purchasing a tongue.
Sure.
I'm not purchasing a tongue scraper, but okay. So he lists off about 30 habits. And out of those 30 habits, I feel like you should watch it again and count how many you do. I counted mine and I'm at 13. I mean, they're not all necessarily habits. Like, it's like, all right, I use mouthwash. I have an electric toothbrush. Mm-hmm. Occasionally I'll trim my nose hairs. I got the exfoliating shower towel, an unscented body, I have like an unscented Dove soap. You know, I got the Old Spice deodorant. I'm exfoliating. I have an eye cream, moisturizer, sunscreen, hand lotion. And I wash my sheets when I can once a week. So that's actually 12 out of 30. But can you remember some of the more? Oh, okay. No. And then here are the ones that I was like, huh, maybe I'll look into that.
Yeah.
But in practice, like, I probably won't. The one was like
Vaseline on the wrist.
The Vaseline for scent longevity. I was like, okay, like maybe I'll Google that. Because it was generally right, something right. I'd never like heard of.
It seems like one of those like old timey kind of like tips.
Yeah,
you know, like
your
you know,
grandpa.
Lock in your cologne with Vaseline, right? Like, but maybe it does work.
Yeah. So that was kind of it. Yeah, I don't know. What can you remember? Some of the more like some of the ones where you were like, it stopped you in your tracks, and you were like, yeah, that's
nothing. Nothing really stopped me in its tracks. Like, I think. The fact that he does this every day to mm-hmm. me seems like excessive. It seems like my man's just got OCD, right? Yeah. And it's funny too. So, all right, like when this video was, you know, making the rounds, people were like quote retweeting it, like quote, like whatever the fuck it's called now, like quote reposting. they were like just making, like all the women were just like, king, like some men could learn from this. Mm-hmm. Some men really need to be doing this, right?
Uh-huh.
And I don't know. Nothing really stood out to me other than the fact that, because, you know, I love to psychoanalyze things.
Yeah.
There's a moment where he's taking, I think, I'm trying to think what brand he was using, where he's lotioning up his body. And he kind of like gave a little information about his kind of upbringing. Not upbringing, but like something that happened to him.
Oh.
So
what was it?
There was a time. In when he was a kid, when some girl
oh, yeah.
called him Ashy,
uh-huh.
and then he said that she has a chokehold on him.
Yeah,
and so There you go, folks. This is where it all comes from. This is the reason why he is doing a Patrick Bateman routine, you know, like, so that stood out to me. And
do you have any habits that you maintain because of something, some lovely young woman, some passing comment somebody made to you when you were younger?
Oh my God. Like, no, nothing that sticks with me from my childhood. I think I was pretty confident. Today, I don't know if I'm as confident as I used to be, but, you know, like, I think I'll get comments today like, yo, Evan, you smell or something. Uh-huh. Like, oh fuck, I gotta take a shower, like, stat. Or like, what am I doing wrong? Like, why am I so stinky right now? Granted, this is like, you know, when I'm with my girlfriend, but and we get really, really close.
Uh-huh.
Like, physically close, you know. It's not like, you know, and I don't know. Anyway, maybe I'm giving a little bit, this is becoming too TMI, but yeah, I don't know. Like, anything else? All right, let me think about my childhood. Let me think. Let me get back to you on that. What about you?
Yeah, I have one, but it's kind of like, I don't know if I want to, it's not that weird. I just, yeah, I got something, but maybe on the next.
Okay,
pod.
All right. Well, then, like, let's save that for the next pod. What about, all right, anything else that stood out to me in this video?
He's got a nice view. I'll say that. I mean, nice for, like, I wouldn't want that view, but nice in the, you know.
Damn, yeah, he grinds for the view. He grinds for the do. Something else that stood out to me was I. What did he say? He was like, yeah, I gotta put on some chapstick once in a while because I'm, you know, as you all can tell in these videos, you guys are always commenting that I'm licking my lips. And I was like, yeah, he does kind of look like licking his lips, motherfucker. Like, that's what it looks like. But maybe we should get into, like, some of the reactions people had with this.
Yeah.
Some of them were...
There's funny ones from the men. I think you might have sent me one. And it was very much from, like, the beef tallow community.
Yeah, the beef tallow. Shout out to the beef tallow listeners. Which I, like, decided finally to watch a video about, like, I understand why people are using beef tallow because, I don't know, they're on some fucking, like, carnivore adjacent, natural, I guess, traditional health kick. And it's a natural emollient technically.
Uh-huh.
But that's an aside. But like, yeah, the guy who is kind of like clowning on this dude's routine was just so convinced that he was like somehow fucking up his like his hormones.
Yeah. Just
through absorbing all of these like synthetic chemicals, synthetic products and
injecting cancer into the body.
What'd he say?
Yeah, just loading his body up with cancerous chemicals. Yeah, I mean that's like the point of view from that sector of men online that you gotta just, which is it's actually a little gayer to fucking DIY your own like lotions, right?
Right, which it's like, I don't know which way they want it because, you know, some people will look like clown on this guy to be like, wow, like the time it spends you to like take care of yourself, you could have been building a business, guy, you know, like that's like one type of dude that's yelling at the hygienic male, the Dewey dude, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the other guy that's like, yeah, the trad health, like bodybuilding anonymous poster who's brushing his teeth with coconut oil and saying, I don't know. It's just, mm-hmm. It's so weird to me. It's just, I don't understand how we got here. Like, I guess it kind of makes sense like that the pendulum would swing so drastically to where we need to be like, I don't know, questioning like big beauty, big fucking, you know, big pharma, all of it. I mean, I guess it makes, I kind of get it in like, I guess in spirit, but it seems like these two different guys, like the OCD, like, you know, Dewey dude and the beef tallow trad guy are kind of like cut from the same cloth.
Oh, for sure.
Of just being so neurotically vain and aware of like of themselves, and maybe specifically the trad beef tallow guy. It's like being so fixated on like coming off as like a certain type of like masculine. It's
also like they're so much of their focus and attention is like observing that other side of that other type of guy that's like cut from the same cloth. It's like at the end of the day, they're very similar kinds of guys. And yeah, I think it's weird how the beef tallow side just spends so much time analyzing how other men are taking care of themselves.
No, totally. And then I think there's another guy that was like, he was in the comments and he was like, all right, like, I don't know all about this. I think what I'm concerned about, even if this is what, like, you know, I should be doing, I'm concerned about like when the girl comes over and she sees my mall kiosk of like my closet full of like products, she's going to get the ick. And it's just like, I don't know. Like, as someone who, like, I don't know, jokingly, I like my girlfriend will, you know, she'll point out when she gets the ick and when I do something, or I'll, like, if I like trip or fall, or if I like bump into something, I was like, did you kind of catch the ick right then? And she'll be like, yeah, a little bit. It's like,
damn, dude.
You don't avoid the ick. Like, don't avoid, yeah, like giving someone the ick. I don't think, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. This kind of goes into like a bigger conversation about how all these like clickbait videos that are on Twitter, all these characters of the week are doing things, or like especially the ones who their topics center around dating and like what men and women should be doing, or what like oh, if this type of guy, ladies, like, look out for this type of guy, and like vice versa. It's just it's creating like such a weird, I think it's really feeding into everyone's decision to just like not take a risk on like love and partnership at all now. And because, I mean, I don't know, I just think there's just a weird effect happening with this constant like awareness of like everyone's like masculinity and femininity, yeah, and as it relates to creating a life with someone else. I don't know,
you know, I'm not gay, but that's beautiful. Embrace the ick.
Yeah, embrace the ick. I don't know, like, whatever. It's like, you can't be perfect all the time.
Yeah,
I don't know. That being said, I do try to avoid it. I'll embrace it when it happens.
Yeah. Okay. Should we?
I won't get into this. You know, there's never been a lady in my life ever in the history of the world who's ever given me the ick. Because the thing is, I don't know. Men can't get the ick.
Yeah, I don't. That's, yeah, I think you're right about that. Yeah, that's just
okay.
Okay. Yeah. Continue.
I'm done. I'm done on this character.
Okay. So, I mean, the other thing you sent me that I saw while I was driving. Do we want? I mean, there's not much to say about this. Just the fellas.
I mean, we could talk about dudes of the week. Yeah, we can dudes we can the list week, these yeah. guys as our dudes of the week. You know, shout out to all the pledges at Sigma App.
Yeah, the fellas of the SEC.
SEC style. Which, yeah, all right, okay. So let's SEC start off this drip. Segment. What?
The SEC drip.
yeah.
Okay, we'll start off the segment.
We'll call it Dudes of the Week.
Yeah.
As we usually do. And we'll say, you know, we'll mention the video that also circulated online of what looks like a reverse clown car of of people going into a vehicle.
Yeah.
Basically, it's all these like pledges walking into their frat, and they're all wearing the same thing, and they all have the same haircut. Yeah. They all have the 5-inch like khaki short inseams. They're wearing either Newbies or Sperry topsiders.
Yeah.
And, you know, they all look young. They all look like they're fucking like 18.
Pastel and color palette.
Yeah. Some are tucked, some are not. They're all wearing like athletic polos. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what you would call those. And people were dunking on it. And, you know, usually I'm not in a position to, or I what like my impulse isn't to ever defend fraternities. But let the record reflect, it's like, I don't know. This is just one, these people, these guys are like children.
Yeah.
Which doesn't like rid them of the wrongdoings they engage in, you know, like the bad things that these fucking, yeah, that the Greek system running will train. Do. Yeah. God damn it. God damn
I'm
it.
I'm believe that. I'll take that. I'll edit that out.
No, keep that in. Keep that in.
Yeah. No. Go ahead.
But it's like, all right, everyone dunking on it. It's like, all right, as though like they're doing anything different. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like, you guys are fucking just like wearing the same shit out here.
Yeah.
You're not that different. Like,
yeah, it's like when I went to when I was in LA and I went to Maru or whatever, the OG Maru coffee shop in Highland Park, every person in there was wearing a specific kind of jean, Sambas, and like a ripped up t-shirt. And
exactly,
it's like that's just their you know trend uniform and you know, maybe there's something to admire about the time tested. You know, these fellas at the fraternity have been donning the same looks for decades now.
Sure. No, it's true. And I'm like, sort of, I don't know. I want to touch on that in a second. But also, when you're at a frat, you all wear the same shit. When it comes to
personality stands out.
Yes, your personality is going to stand out. Uh-huh. That's how they'll remember you, you know, because they can't really like differentiate you that well, mm-hmm. on a physical basis. But you have to work a little bit harder for to develop a personality, maybe. You know, mm-hmm. I don't know. But yeah, I was gonna. I wanted to mention. We talked about this when you sent me that photo of that fucking frat house you stayed in.
I left a hoodie there. And I was kind of the guy was kind of nice, and I was hoping he'd be like, he hit me up and he was like, yo, you left your red hoodie, I think. And he sent me a photo. And I was like, oh, fuck, man. I'm already halfway to Salt Lake City. And he just goes, ah, shucks, dude. And I thought he was going to be like, yo, can you like send me your address? Like, I'll send it or something. Like, where do I send it?
Sure.
And fuck, it was this hoodie that like, it was like Marlboro merch. Like, it wasn't like, I don't know if it was Marlboro merch, but for some reason the tag on the inside said Marlboro on it. And it was just like an oversized hoodie. But, yeah, I was, you know, I was, I mean, there's not much to say. I was in, where was I? Was that Salt Lake City? No, it was Boise. I was in fucking Boise, Idaho. And I was playing at this venue that was like near like Boise University. So I was like very much in like college, in a college, part of town. And I booked what I thought. I was like, I'm going to get there at like midnight and I'm going to leave at like 6 a.m. So I just need a place to sleep. Saw a bunch of horrible reviews. But it was kind of just like, basically like, yeah, it's not a nice place to stay, but if you just need a place to sleep, it's fine. So I booked what I thought was a private room, but it was a private room in a fraternity. We got, you know, times are so tough that the fellas are Airbnb-ing out a room in a fraternity. And I walked in, front door wide open, bongs on the table, a lot of sent you a photo later. I noticed all the supplements on the table. And then when I zoomed in a little, well, before zooming in, movie posters all over the wall. And you said something funny. It's like, it's funny how the posters haven't changed in a decade. They still got the super bad poster up. There's like a Godfather poster, you know, all the classics. And then I zoom in on the fucking beat up sofa. And what I realize is that there's an expensive ass, LED light therapy, like hair, hair cap, sitting on the sofa. And I'm like, damn, dude, our fellows are worried about losing their hair. But, yeah, the place is fine. The check hit the next day and I said never again. But you know, I got what I paid for. I got a $56 I paid $34 for that Airbnb. But yeah, that's all. How do we get into that? Oh, because we're talking about fraternity.
Yeah, no, we brought this up because of because we were talking about how just the looks have not changed like in 20 years. I mean, it makes sense.
40 years of American style.
Well, it makes sense because it's not too much of a like, I mean, that is the style, but like, I just surprised that it literally looks like I'm walking into walking on campus in 2013, like nothing just ever updates. It's just like another iteration of like stuck culture, you know, like.
I mean, yeah, but it's like how it can't really change that. It can't really. I love to see it. They're stuck in a moment in time.
But I don't know. I think I just don't think a lot of people. They would need to look in the mirror first before like commenting on the fact that we're all uniform dressing. Honestly,
you want to do Dewey Rude?
Sure. Yeah. Let's do a Dewey Rude.
What was the Dewey Rude I was beginning earlier? I already forgot. I mean, I have another one. It's not really that much of a Dewey Rude, but I actually thought it was.
What's up?
I actually like as they were laughing at me, I laughed with them. I was at some lovely little ice cream shop near the Country Club Plaza in Kansas City, standing in line to get little pistachio ice cream, and I some song started playing, and I turned to my brother and said, "Is this a Taylor Swift song?" And this gaggle of teenage girls in front of me like just started giggling and looked back at me like I'd committed like a hate crime. And as it went on, I was like, okay, yeah, this is Taylor Swift. But while they're laughing at me, I couldn't help but laugh with them. So in unison, we laughed at me.
Do you know what song it was? Like, how did it go?
I don't know her like that.
You don't know her like that? What's that one song?
The only songs I can pick out.
Cruel Summer?
I couldn't tell you what that sounds like. I only know what fucking Blank Space, is that what it's called? I only know what like songs off, a few songs off 1989 sound like. And
a perfect album.
Yeah. And that's it. And that one song that's like he wears or she wears short.
Sure, sure. Short,
yeah, that's it. So I don't know. But it was Taylor Swift for sure. That's all I know.
Okay. No, I guess they're all riding high from that Arrowhead show.
Yeah.
It happened like a couple months ago, maybe a month ago, 2 months ago.
That's it. You got one?
I had a similar like experience as it was like, all right, the Dewey Rude that happened to me was at a concert like a couple days ago. So like last minute, we bought some tickets to go to Phoenix.
Oh shit.
And didn't sell out. There's still some seats.
It's hard to sell out shows these days.
Yeah, it really is. At Madison Square Garden, I guess they were headlining and they were touring with Beck. And, you know, we bought some nosebleed tickets for like $30, and we get there just a little bit late. So Phoenix had already started.
Damn.
And, you know, we're walking up the steps and we try to get to our seats, but someone already has mine, but like, I don't give a fuck cause everyone's standing up. So I said, all right, wait, fuck it. I'll just sardine my ass in here. And like, we can just stand. There's like ample room for everybody. And these two girls next to me were like, you're in our seats. You're like over, you're like, you're not in the right spot. I'm like, I'm in the right fucking spot. Like you three people are fucking spreading out way too much. Also chill. It's a show.
Yeah.
We're all standing. It's fine. You know? So that was,
damn. Yeah.
I didn't like talk to him that way, but I just told him, I said, I don't know what you want me to do. I'm supposed to be here. Like, this is where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
Like, it's a show. Like we're not doing, what's it called when you're in the pit?
Moshing?
General audience.
Oh yeah. I thought you meant like, yeah, the like,
yeah, when you're moshing in the pit.
Yeah, the GA. Yeah,
the GA. Yeah, it wasn't like we were in the I was in the GA in the GA. Like we like, everyone was fine. It's just like, oh my god. It's like,
how was the show? Did it?
It was great. It was good. You know, I'm not the biggest Phoenix fan. I know. You know, I don't know. Like, I was gonna say something very eye rolly. It goes to show that I haven't been to a show in a long time. Mm-hmm. But when you kind of don't know the artist, well, I know Phoenix and I know the bangers. I like know 1901, Listomania. Like, I know the shits.
Yeah.
But the songs I don't know, I'm just kind of like, damn, these all sound the same.
Uh huh. Yeah.
But I've kind of always felt that way about Phoenix. You know, they're not really like they're kind of a vibe.
Yeah. I saw it. Yeah.
Would you agree?
Yeah, but I mean, the Wolfgang Amadeus Phoenix album was one would say a formative album for me in high school. So,
yeah.
I didn't really listen to them much after that, to be honest. Like, I know their one song Entertainment that was like on the album they put out after that.
Yeah.
But I haven't listened since then, so I could like, it's also like I've never liked like stadium shows, like fucking shows like that big. Because this the like, yeah, it's like there's too many songs. They got to play too many songs. I don't know. I don't think I've ever been that big of a fan of anyone to like know all the, you know, the entire discography. So I saw them at a time where it's like they only had enough time to like play entertainment, play the hits from like Wolfgang Amadeus Phoenix. And I saw them like at a smaller venue at like a Lollapalooza after party. So like I enjoyed right. that. But I feel like if you were like, do you know how long their set was?
It was an hour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was an hour.
That's fine. But yeah, I feel like if it like dragged on, I'd kind of be like, all right, this all kind of like sounds the same. But yeah.
I mean, it's related to another Dewey Rude. I mean, I had this thought while I was at the Phoenix concert because one, they're French. You know, I know they sing in English, but like I really couldn't understand what they were singing about. And that happens a lot when you go and see any kind of artist and you're at a live show. You really don't know the lyrics. So my other Dewey Rude is, you know, there's been like 3 or 4 times when I've been with a group of people and we're watching a movie together. Every single one of them, they're always asking for subtitles. And I think this is like a big TikTok effect. I think I think people can't watch movies without subtitles anymore. And I understand that for some people, it's like, you know, English might not be their first language. Maybe they have a hard time, like, you know, processing audio. But unless like, you know, you have like a genuine disability and you need. Oh shit! I'm getting yelled at.
Third string, okay, had to swallow my pride.
Later.
I got thrown in on a 4th and 5 just so they could take a knee.